Welcome to the Grace Baptist Church podcast, and thanks for joining us for this episode. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you enjoy this content, please don't hesitate to leave us a five-star review and share this podcast with your friends. We'd like to extend an invitation to you and your family to join us for worship this week at Grace Baptist Church. We'd also love to connect with you online at graceketering.org. Thanks again for joining us, and enjoy the episode.
Luke's Gospel, chapters numbers 10. And we'd read here from verse number 38. Verse number 38 in Luke's Gospel in chapters numbers 10. And thank you again, Pastor Keegan, for, you know, having me and being able to occupy your pulpit here this time. I really do appreciate that. All right. It says here, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was encumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for what you have done. Lord, I pray, oh God, may you bless your word to our hearts, and we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, the fellowship, Lord, that we have here today. Oh God, I pray, Lord, you bless this church, bless the preacher. Lord, I pray, God, may Jesus be uplifted here. May he be glorified. We want to thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so, our story before us here, I know, is a very popular story. But we will also turn to two different places, of course, that is in relation to the characters and the activities that we would see in this particular story. Let's see if we could get some sundry matters out of the way as we proceed here. Jesus, the Bible tells us here that he entered into that village in Bethany. And as he entered there, he encountered this family. And as he encountered this family, this is the first time that Jesus is encountering this family. Bear that in mind. This is the first time that Jesus is encountering this particular family. Now, the two other places we will turn, these are the two other times that Jesus would have encountered the family again. So, according to gospel, to the biblical records, Jesus would have encountered them on three occasions. This time here, as I mentioned, is the first time. And the date here is corresponding to somewhere the ending of September into the very beginning of October. It would correspond with our calendar. The next time Jesus encountered them, it would be down there in December, in the month of December. Then the third occasion when Jesus encountered them, it will be in the month of ending of March into beginning of April, because it would be the time of the Passover. See? So he would encounter them three times. Then we see here, of course, some of the protagonists of the story here is Mary and Martha. When we look again, we would encounter an additional character in the story, who is Lazarus, their brother. He's not mentioned here, but he would be mentioned in the two other places when we turn. Now, just for verification, of course, for clarification, rather, in the New Testament, we have seven different Marys that is mentioned. But every time we turn, it will be the same Mary. And the text, when we read it, of course, will provide proof that it is the same Mary, and not one of the other six other Marys. It would be the very same Mary. And of course, we would know that this would be the same Martha, because Martha's activity, our activities, will remain identical. It will remain the same. Here we notice in the text that Martha was serving, and we realize that when we turn to these other places, that basically she'll be engaged in basically the same thing, serving. Now Mary, of course, as I said, it will be the same Mary, and we will find that she will be taking up the very same position, the very, very same position. She will be taking it up. So we want to see if we can preach on the subject matter here at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus. Now, remember I said that Jesus had encountered this family here for the very first time. For the very first time. And notice in verse here, Numbers 39, in verse number 39, the Bible says here, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And heard his word. Now, Mary meeting Jesus for the very first time. And as she meets him for the first time, she finds herself at his feet. And I believe here, as we make these points, that the reason why Mary would have found herself at the feet of Jesus, she is displaying a willing heart. We see the willing heart of Mary. Let's confirm with the scriptures that Mary's action by being at the feet of Jesus is something that she was willing to do. Now, right here, look here in verse numbers from 41 to 42. The Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary had what? Chosen. Did anybody force her? She chose that part. So we see the willingness. Jesus is identifying and bringing out the willingness in Mary's heart. But further in the text, as we scrutinize it over again, the reason why she was showing that willing heart, remember what I said, that it was the first time that she's encountering Jesus. And any individual that meets Jesus or hears of Jesus for the very first time, willing heart, a heart not willing, I could guarantee you that she's finding herself at his feet for the first time because she had a need. Any individual that meets Jesus for the first time will have a need. Will have a need. That is an undisputed fact. That any individual encountering Jesus for the first time will have a need. The first time I encountered Jesus, I had a need. And that need was salvation. And that need is a universal need. That regardless as to the country you come from, regardless as to the culture that you're from, regardless as to your parents, regardless as to your color, your race, your creed, your sexuality, or whatever the case is, as long as you encounter Jesus for the first time, you will have the need of salvation. Every individual will have that need of salvation. And so Jesus said she has chosen that good part. One thing is needful. So we know that she had that need. One thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, and it shall not be taken away from her. And so, friend, what that tells me is that here, needs are met at the feet of Jesus. And Mary had the need of salvation, and that was not met in some religious denomination. That was not met, of course, by her conversing with some friend. That was not met in any way at all by looking at the television or giving to the television evangelist or trying to see if she can respond or just doing good. That was met when she found herself at the feet of Jesus. That's where needs are met, the need of salvation. I would say too, not only the need of salvation that is met at the feet of Jesus, but the need in situation. And every one of us do have situation at one point or another. No, sir? Every one of us. Bible, Job said, man that is born of a woman is but of a few days and full of troubles. And so at one point or another, we will all have situations. Some of it might be financial. Some of it might be relating to family. Some of it might be relating to health. But you just name it. We will have situation. And in those situations, we need help in those situations. I could guarantee you those needs can be met at the feet of Jesus. Watch our text here. Watch our text from verse number 40. The Bible says here, and Mary was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Now, it is telling me she's asking Jesus a question. It is telling me that she's having a problem. No, sir? Don't you get it? She's having a problem. I don't know. There is no other record before that to indicate that she probably married had situation, she had a situation with her sister Martha. They could have had some kind of situation. But nonetheless, Mary must have said, you know what? My sister is always on my back. My sister, I'm always having maybe a problem with my sister in some way. And so as a result of that, she's saying, Lord, my first reason for coming at your feet is because the need I have with salvation. But also, Lord, I wish maybe you could talk to my sister. And if I come before your feet, I believe whatever the situation may be, Lord, it can be lifted at your feet. So the next time that we have a need, careless as to what it may be, we know those needs can be met at the feet of Jesus. And that need was met because Jesus said in verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. It gives me the indication that that need has been met. Thank God for the day when I trusted Jesus Christ, November the 15th, 1992, when I walked into the church and Bartley, what, listen, Jesus saved me. Amen. I had a plan. We were just going to occupy some time. But I'll tell you, listen, I stepped in the church and I never stepped out. Praise God. Amen? And that is what God has done with me. My need. I thought I wanted other things, but praise God. God had a plan for me. Amen? And along the way, there were many needs. Many a time, there were many needs. And thank God that those needs were met. As I'm here in the States, one thing of the things that I'm praying for, as I look forward with a vision to build churches, our Caribbean director and our mission board, I remember him telling me that they went down to Haiti to build a building. But he said before they went to Haiti, they contacted someone in China, and they imported a block maker and a concrete mixer. So they made their own block. He said they made their own block, and they built the building. Well, I had to sell a motor. You know what I mean? You know, to spin it, you know, to turn it around. And so I thought, you know what? So I asked him for the number, and I got in contact with that person. And when I got in contact with that lady last week, Sunday night, she texted me back. And she told me, she said, listen, she told me this is the price of the block maker, this is the price of the mixer. So everything comes up to $5,210. And I said, Lord, I would really like to see, I really like that need to be met, because I would want that block maker and that concrete mixer so I could make those blocks and have them ready, because I believe that God is going to provide us a land. He's going to provide everything, and so we want to be able to be ready to make our own block and to build those buildings, not for one time, but as long as we continued going and God give us the privilege, continue to building buildings. And listen, I tell you what, listen, one of the ways that I'm trying to get that need met is at the feet of Jesus. Amen? At the feet of Jesus. Not only that, Jesus met them for the first time, and Mary had a need, so she found herself at his feet. We see her willing heart. If we turn to the Gospel of John in chapters numbers 11, John's Gospel in chapters numbers 11, the 11th chapter of John. And from verse numbers 19, we know this story. Jesus, of course, there in Samaria, and now information comes to him that Lazarus is sick. Lazarus is sick, and they send and ask him to come. But Jesus, if you say he delayed, this chapter here is a chapter of a lot of deliberates. A lot of deliberates. He delayed. And you would think, before we get down on it and start, as we would always think, preaching, songs, just name it, criticize Martha a lot. There are a lot of criticism. I tell you what, in most preaching, Martha get a lot of licks. I mean, she's just, preachers blaze Martha all over. Sometimes people treat you as if they don't like you. Individuals, you know, you feel as though you're in an island for yourself. But look at verse 5 of that chapter before we begin to read. Look at verse 5. What does the Bible say here in verse 5? He says what? No, Jesus loved who? The first name he calls is who? That's the lady that gets a lot of licks all over from preaching in songs. But Jesus loved Martha. When you think nobody loves you, you got to remember Jesus loves you. That is not just a children's song. That is for adults to remember. When you feel as though nobody cares, people go out and they kill themselves, they commit suicide because they say, nobody likes me. Nobody likes me. You got to remember, Jesus loves you. So all how we criticize Martha, who loves her? Jesus. If Jesus loves you, that's all what you need. Amen? That's really what you need. But in verse number 19, the Bible says here, Lazarus is now dead, the sister of Mary and Martha. So Jesus is meeting the family now for the second time. That's in December. Verse 19 says, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was come, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother hath not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister, secretly saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the tongue, but was in that place where Martha met him. Let's stop here. Now, Martha is out. The brother died. There are people at the house, the Bible would indicate, the people at the house that mourning with them. You know she loves to serve. So she's went out, and she's out there probably trying to see if she can, you know, I never really preach in a knot, you know, up the side. But I don't know if you have gravy and tea and all this kind of thing up this side here. You know, I'm not too sure, but I know down in the South they have a lot of that, so I would reference that. I don't know all the, you know, what is the real deal for, you know, higher up here. But she's going out to get some, you know, some good food. Maybe she went to Burger King or something as that, you know, to see if she can get something to bring back, you know, back to the house to, you know, to deal with those who are mourning there. And so she's in the path of serving. She's serving. And she said, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother hath not died. Remember that. Just remember that. If thou hast been here, my brother hath not died. And Jesus said, well, don't you know that I am the resurrection and the life, even though you were dead? Listen, friend, we got to understand here that healing the blind, healing the lame, or raising the dead is no difference to Jesus. There's no difference. At the hospital, there's a difference. But with Jesus, there is absolutely no difference. None is harder than the other. It's all the same. See? It's all the same for him. And so, now, Martha, she said, yes, Lord, you know, and she being the good Christian, just religious as she is, and she said, yeah, Lord, I know that thou art the Christ who should come into the world. And she left him. She went and she called Mary, her sister, secretly. And then Mary now arose and was going to meet him. Look in verse number 30. The Bible says, now Jesus was not yet come into the tongue, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying she went to the grave to weep there. In verse number 32, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, what did she do? She fell down at his feet. She fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother hath not died. Now, the first time she had a need, that need was met. Now, she come back the second time, he's meeting them 3 months down the road, and she finds herself in the same position. She's back at his feet. Remember I said that this passage is a passage of a lot of deliberates. Jesus deliberately did what he was doing so all of that could happen. That we could just definitely learn that lesson that we must always be at his feet. Now this occasion, we see Mary's weeping heart. First of all, we saw her willing heart. Now we see her weeping heart. Why was she weeping? Why was she at his feet on this occasion? The need was met. It's because she had a burden. I could guarantee you that every one of us inside here who knows Jesus as Lord and Savior, as long as we may have stayed away from praying, if we get a burden in our lives, we will find ourselves at his feet. Because that's what burden does. Burden will get you at the feet of Jesus. And so Jesus deliberately waited. Mary got that burden. And as a result of that burden, she found herself at his feet. Notice, she said the same words like her sister Martha. And I told you to remember that. Martha said, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother hath not died. Looking him in his face. But Mary said the same thing. She said, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother hath not died. There's a difference, though. Not in what she said, but where she was when she said it. She said it at his feet. It's one thing to say it. It's one thing to call your friend on the phone and say, this is what I'm going through. This is the problem. Oh, it's a real struggle for me. You know, things are so hard. It's so tough. It's so this. But it's another thing when you leave your seat and you come to church and you go down at the altar and you tell it to Jesus. You know the old song say, I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. And you go on the other tune and say, the great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Hey, I tell you what, there is none like Jesus. Oh, you could tell me all what you want to tell me, but there's a big difference when you find yourself at his feet and you express yourself to Jesus. Amen? When you begin to tell Jesus what is going on to you, because at his feet, Mary's burden. And at his feet, burdens get lifted at the feet of Jesus. They both said the same thing, but only that from a different position. And that is what makes the difference, the feet of Jesus. When last have you been at his feet? So now, if a burden caused Mary to be at his feet, then this is what I propose. I propose that every one of us here as Christians ask God for a burden. Because if we ask God for a burden, guess what will happen? We will find ourselves at his feet. Now, the missionary that you looked at this week here, if you get a burden for him and what he's doing, you'll pray God every day for him. If you get a burden for your lost neighbor and friend, your lost co-worker, if that becomes a burden for you, you will pray for them. Because burdens will drive you at the feet of Jesus. Will drive you at the feet of Jesus. We know the story here of Lazarus. When Mary found herself at his feet, then later on the Bible said that Jesus wept. And boy, I tell you what, listen, he went to the grave and he said, where is him? And Martha said, well, his master is dead 4 days, lower down. She said he's already dead 4 days, significant time. Because at that time, Jews believed that if a person died 4 days, when 4 days is passed, it is impossible for resurrection of that person to take place. Well, Jesus put that to rest. Because he came on the fourth day. And boy, I tell you what, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. And when Lazarus came forth, guess what happened? Did Mary had a burden again? That burden was lifted. She fell down at his feet and she cried and she said, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Before she could get up, Jesus said, where he lays, and he calls him out of the tomb. By the time she gets up, her burdens are lifted. I'll tell you what, Mary's need was met at the feet of Jesus. Mary's burden was lifted at the feet of Jesus. If you've got a burden, the best place to go is at the feet of Jesus. Now, verse 45 is like the theme verse of the chapter. Remember I said that this is a deliberate. Verse 45 is a theme verse of the chapter. After Jesus have done all of them, verse 45, the Bible says, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the thing which Jesus did, what did they do? They believed on him. So he held back so that people will believe on him. If you and I would trust him more, if you and I would bring our burdens more and more, less speaking to our friends, less plastering it over Facebook and whatever, and just go at the feet of Jesus. Go at the feet of Jesus. Mary didn't have any likes on Facebook. She didn't have anything like that. But I'll tell you what, her burdens was lifted and her need was met at Jesus. Last time, Jesus is going to meet them the next chapter over in chapters 12. That's in ending of March. Jesus meets this family for the final time. For the final time, he meets them. Verse numbers 1 of chapters 12. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. We could say praise God there. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Jesus raised him from the dead. There they made him a supper. And Martha what? She's doing the same thing. Amen? The third time he meets them, and Martha is still serving. Nothing wrong with that. Fine. Keep serving. Amen? They're not saying that anything is wrong with that. But it continues. She served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of the spikenard, very costly, and anointed what? She's, where she is again? She's back at his? Third time. She's back at his feet. Well, let's read. They made him a supper, and Martha served, but verse 3. Then took Mary a pong of ointment of the spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bear what was put therein. Now, the first time she found herself at his feet because she had a need. Second time, she found herself at his feet again because she had a burden. So we saw her willing heart, we saw her weeping heart. The third time, now, she finds herself at his feet. Final time, the scripture is going to tell us that Jesus encountered them. But she's back again at his feet. Now, if your need is met and your burden is lifted, why would you go at his feet? Amen? That's right. Now, this time we see Mary's worshiping heart. And she finds herself at his feet. She's worshiping, all because in this passage, she's showing him, Lord, you met my need. You lifted my burden. I just want to come before you now to let you know how much I love you. I believe that the church should have more people, more Christians, who would come down before this altar. Not because they got any problem. And even if they do have a problem, they say, you know what, I'm going to put my problems aside. But Lord, I'm coming down here because I love you. I just want to come at your feet just to show you that I love you, Lord. I love you. I think there is little or no of that that exists in the church. It's always, most of the time, it's about us and our needs and our problems and our struggle. But how about Jesus? We exist because of him. Amen? We are saved because of him. And all we got to do, he first loved us. Amen? He loved us. And so as a result of that, all we got to do is to just try to see how we can reciprocate that love back to him. Just to show him, Lord, all what you've done for me, you saved me, you keep my kids safe. Lord, you got me through hard times, through tough times. Lord, I just want you to know that I love you. And I'm down here just because I love you. Friend, remember, it is about him. But too often we come down because it is about us. And if nothing wasn't going on with us, we would have never come down before the altar. If nothing wasn't going on with us, we would have never said, preacher, I want you to pray for me. We make it a situation about us. And that's why we get our feelings hurt so easily, because it's too much about us, whereas it's supposed to be about him. Let it always be about him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. Let's prove the love with reasoning of that chapter here. Judas said, why was this ointment sold for 300 pence? The Bible said that because he's a thief. And you would know, those thieves, they know the price of everything, Brother Kagan. They know the price of everything. A thief knows the price of everything. So Judas knew that this thing cost 300 pence. Well, the average day's work was 1 pence. Now, if the average day's work is 1 pence and the ointment costs 300 pence, guess what happened? Mary took the value of 1 year worth of work and she did not put it in the bank. She didn't put it in no investments. She didn't put it in no stocks. But she put it at the feet of Jesus. Now, you tell me, isn't that love? Huh? I'm not saying putting it in the bank is wrong or putting it in the stock. I'm not saying that is wrong. But on this occasion, she said, listen, hey, I'm going to put it at the feet of Jesus. I don't care what it costs, but this man met my needs. He saved me. When I was lost and undone, I thought I would have died. I was infested in drugs and drinking and doing other things that was sinful. I was on a path where I probably, listen, was going down. I probably would have ended up in jail. I probably would have spent the rest of my life there. Praise God. I heard the gospel and I called on Jesus and he saved me and he turned my life around. Mary said, my brother, I saw him. He was dead. We buried him. I moaned. I cried. But Jesus came by and he lifted that burden. Death is the ultimate. And Jesus lifted that. And she said, I'll tell you what, listen, if he could do all of that, meet my needs and lift my burden, I'm going to show him, whatever it costs, that I love him. I'm going to do anything and prove that I love him. What I've done, what I'm doing, is nothing compared to what he has done. Because what he was done is remarkable. When man was at his worst, Jesus gives us access. The veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom. When man was at his worst, God still gave us access. When men pulled the beard of the Son of God, when men spit upon the Son of God, when men trampled upon the Son of God, when men insulted the Son of God, when they plot a crown of thorns around the Son of God and they mocked him, man could have never been at the worst. When men bared false witness against the Son of God, when men did all the vilest thing, not against somebody else, but against the Son of God, he chose to give them access. Would you have done that? Would I have done that? That's when he chose to give them access, when we were at our worst. And Mary said, I'll tell you what, listen, I love him. And she found herself. She proved that. Exactly where her needs were met and her burden were lifted, she went right back there and said, Lord, I love you. I don't know what your situation might be. If you may have a need, you have a right to go before his feet. If you have a burden, you have a right to go before his feet. But maybe tonight you decide, listen, I just want to put away my burden, put away my need, and I just want to show him that I love him. If so be the case, find yourself at his feet. Praise God. Brother Kay.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To learn more about Grace Baptist or how to have eternal life, visit gracekettering.org. And remember, you are always welcome at Grace Baptist Church.